Welcome to Stay Strong in Life, written and narrated by Gida May. The Stay Strong in Life series features 52 episodes, each with precise, concise, and unique messages on how to find the strength within you. Each message includes a particular positive affirmation. Therefore, this series also features the podcast Affirm Your Life and an introductory podcast that supports and explains the purpose of the series. Do you have these moments where you can get a little tired of yourself, where you might not even like yourself very much, where something triggers a negative reaction in you, a reaction that you may not be very proud of? If so, this is the exact moment where I can say welcome to your shadow sides. Debbie Ford's book, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, is one of the most important and profound books I've read to date, which undeniably made me take a very close look at myself. After I read it, I understood how much of my life I had spent projecting. Projecting where I unknowingly attributed characteristics to other people that were actually mine, but that I didn't like or would even acknowledge. In my childhood home, I learned to point my finger at others rather than at myself. My parents' survival mechanism when they struggled was blaming others for their problems. Probably something they took with them from their upbringing. Anyway, I became really good at doing precisely the same thing. If I didn't feel good, I could easily find a reason in someone else's behavior. I once had a manager who said I had the ability to see the glasses half empty, so to speak, more focused on the negative than the positive. My immediate reaction and defense mechanism at the time was that it was deeply unfair. But how she hit the nail on the head. Deep down, I knew that my manager was right. And after having read Debbie Ford's book, I understood why. Debbie Ford writes in her book, "When you understand that you contain everything you see in others, your whole world will alter. Because every emotion is inside of you. The good ones, the not so good ones, and the really ugly ones. You may not express the ugly ones. On a day-to-day basis, you're not mean, but you know the feeling because you can be mean. Maybe you helped tease someone when you went to school, or you just gossiped with a friend about another friend on their flaws or bad choices. Gossip is truly a shadow side with a very accusing finger pointing at the external. We should always discuss why we need to gossip. And yes, I also gossip, but I'd rather not. It is poor projection and it demeans another human being. We're not just born good or bad." Debbie Ford continues, "We are filled with divine light, love and brilliance, and equally filled with selfishness, secrecy and hostility. We are meant to hold the whole world within us. Part of the task of being fully human is to find love and compassion for every aspect of ourselves." I once saw a video of a toddler suddenly discovering her own shadow. She couldn't run away from it. It was there the whole time, chasing her. She was so terrified, poor thing. That's exactly the way it works with your shadow sides. You can't run away from them. You can't deny them, at least not in the long run. When you discover them and accept them, you might get scared. It's not a good feeling to deal with a part of yourself that you have shut down and might even be a little ashamed of. "If you spot it, you've got it," is a phrase I've come to know of. An equivalent is, takes one to know one. And a further take on it is that what you see in others is inside of you as well. If you feel that doing shadow work can benefit you, the following affirmation can assist you. "I lovingly accept everything I feel." I lovingly accept everything I feel. In the acceptance of all of you, you will find a huge and life-changing release. In one of the exercises in Debbie Ford's book, she suggests that if you have an experience with someone who doesn't agree with you and this person activates an uncomfortable feeling in you, you can say the following to yourself. "This is also inside of me." If what you experienced with another person triggers a fierce irritation, it may be challenging to recognize that you can also irritate other people. But you can. So can I. Try to register how it makes you feel when you experience people who have a negative effect on you. Relate to the feeling or emotion. It can be irritation, anger, envy, contempt, and all sorts of other negative emotions. Afterwards, stand in front of a mirror and repeat every word over and over again and say to your mirror image, for instance, I'm annoying. Repeat it for so long that the word and the feeling lose energy. This will happen if you keep on going long enough. At the same time, remember to give yourself plenty of love for the courage you show when you take this challenge and really face your shadow. So what do you gain when you do shadow work? Tolerance, love, and authenticity. Tolerance and love towards yourself and other people. Authenticity because you're not afraid of who you are and how you feel. You allow yourself to live with the loving part of you and the part of you that is more difficult to embrace. Understanding that you're not that different from the rest of the world allows you to feel inner peace. You stop projecting and understand your own power. You're not pointing your finger at anyone. By the way, remember that when your hand points one finger at another person, there are actually three fingers pointing right back at you. Try it yourself. Once you are familiar with your shadow sides, you won't let yourself be negatively affected by the outside world, but remain neutral, because you know that everything you see and experience, sense and feel is also part of who you are. When you accept all of you, all-inclusive, who you really are, and everything that is you, you have access to your inner core and live your life more from the inside out, not from the outside in. Outside in living is a state of mind where you allow yourself to be constantly influenced by what others do, say, and feel. Once you have access to your core, you know what feels right for you. Living from the inside out is not always easy at a time of incredible external influence and expectations. As soon as you live from the inside out, your authenticity is clear, and no matter how life greets you, you feel fine. You greet it right back. Life does not come as a surprise. All the feelings inside of you are okay, and you meet every emotion with tolerance. And that is also an excellent way to greet the world with tolerance. It was not until I understood my shadow sides and worked with them that I really began to take myself seriously. I was undeniably living from the outside in an endless pursuit of recognition and an endless fear of condemnation. I gladly allowed others to be responsible for my happiness. Whenever I met resistance or it didn't work out the way I hoped, I could easily place the responsibility on others, but preferably not on myself. And it left me with a sense of powerlessness. When I understood, accepted, and worked with my shadow sides, which was quite hard work, I understood that the responsibility for my life and my happiness was totally my own. Projecting how I felt about others was a way to disclaim my responsibility. Working with my shadow sides taught me to take responsibility for my feelings. Occasionally, I still point my finger. But as soon as I discover it, I remember telling myself, I'm that feeling too. And then I give myself lots of compassion and love in the realization that life is a learning curve and that it's okay to fail. We should not cultivate our mistakes, but simply understand that when we recognize that we can fail, we open our hearts to a learning process that allows us to know how we truly want to be and how we want to live our lives. And finally, Debbie Fort says in her book, the reason for doing shadow work is to become whole, to end our suffering, to stop hiding ourselves from ourselves. Remember to use the affirmation, I lovingly accept everything I feel. Say it over and over again to remind yourself that you stay strong in life when you access your inner core and accept all your emotions and everything that is you, and when you stop hiding from yourself. You can also repeat the affirmation to yourself when you listen to the music that follows this podcast. But before I start the music, please let me thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to this episode of Stay Strong in Life from start to finish. I hope you enjoyed the episode. And if you did, please share it so that we can spread the message of how to stay strong in life with as many people as possible. This would be highly appreciated. I lovingly accept everything I feel. I lovingly accept everything I feel. I lovingly accept everything I feel